A cute remez at the beginning of this week's parsha that that Reb Melech Shechter shared with the relative, and it highlights also a deep and practical yesod. Yaakov Avinu wakes up from the dream. At the beginning of parsha's Vayetze, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso Pasuk Tezayin. Yaakov awakens from this remarkable dream, an incredibly effective Mairav. It brings him to this amazing chalom of Nevuah. He sees the Malachim going up and Malachim going down. And he says, Achen Yesh Hashem, Malachim Azeh. Which simply put means, wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu is truly in this place. Vanochi lo yadati. I didn't know. I didn't realize that this would be a place of such Hashra'as Hashchina. Certainly according to the tradition of Chazal, that this location was Har Moria, the place which had already been used several times, as the Rambam describes the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, and most notably for the Akedah. It says, wow, Vanochi lo yadat. So the Melech Shech just said, Al Derech Remez, it's a cute Remez, but it captures something profound. It says, Achein, Yesh Hashem v'akam hazeh, v'anochi lo yadati. Achein, Hashem is here, but anochi, I didn't know. Achein and anochi have almost the same letters. They're just off by a yud. So the Gemara in Chulin, maybe you saw this last year, the Gemara in Chulin in the discussion of the Chalom of Yaakov, the Gemara says, that the Gemara is sensitive to the fact that Malachim were Olim v'Yordim, the Pasuk says. They were going up and they were going down. The Gemara points out that's odd, because we usually think of Malachim as being sort of headquartered, centered in Shamayim. You expect them to be, they start upstairs, Yordim v'Olim, not Olim v'Yordim. Olim v'Yordim sounds like they started down here. They should be there in Shamayim. They came down to take care of whatever job they had from Jerusalem. They go back up. Let's try Olim v'Yordim. So one of the Gemara suggests an approach that they came down, they see Yaakov Avinu, and then they went back up and came back down. Why are they going? Once they saw Yaakov, they had to go up and come back down. What's pshat? The Gemara says that they were comparing, they see Yaakov, and they recognize that face, because in the first paragraph of Yecheskel, Masa Merkava describes, Al Pi Kabbalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Kisei HaKavod, exalted royal throne. We don't know what that means in literal terms, but it's a mashal for some spiritual concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, a human king sits on a throne. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something about, something in Shamayim that's described as a throne. And the Pesukim say, Yechezkel, the throne is four sides with four faces. An Aryeh, one side is an Aryeh, a lion, one side is a Nesher, a falcon, one side is a Kruv, which probably is a reference to that type of malach, and one side is the face of a person, a human face. Those are the four faces, so to speak, metaphorically, and they're represented in the Kisei HaKavod. So the Gemara says, they go, the malachim come down, they see Yaakov asleep, and they say, whoa, we recognize that face. Where have we seen that face? On the Kisei HaKavod. The Pnei Adam, on the Kisei HaKavod, it's specifically the face of Yaakov Avinu. And they go up to Shamayim, and they see what Yaakov looks like on the Kisei HaKavod. They come down, and they're not so impressed. He doesn't match up down here to the way he looks on the Kisei HaKavod, and the Malachim are ready to do him in. And suddenly, as the Pasuk says, Hashem nitzav al Rebbe Olshan protects him. It says, Malachim, stand back. Stand back. Let Yaakov alone. So Melech Shechter said, Al Derech Remez, he said, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Achein Yesh Hashem Makam Hazeh, V'anochi Lo Yadati. Yaakov Avinu wakes up and he said, I knew there was Achein. I knew that in this place there was Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher. But I didn't know Anochi, that it should be Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, and Yaakov. I didn't know that my face was on the Kisei HaKavod. So that's Derech Remez. Cute Vertzel. And in the context, he was sharing it with someone who needed to hear a cute vertel. And what's the Omer Kapshat? What does this all mean? The Gemara says they're going up, they're looking at Yaakov on Kisei HaKavod, they're coming down, and they were upset, and Rebbe Shalom protects Yaakov. So, l'chora, what it means is that we don't know what Kisa HaKavod refers to, but halavai we should be zocheh to a Chachmas HaNister at some point in the future. We'll be zocheh to appreciate what it means. But at least the notion of Yaakov's face up in Shamayim, Yaakov's face up in Kisa HaKavod versus Yaakov's face on Yaakov's body, presumably captures what Yaakov could be if he fully realized his potential versus what Yaakov was. Yaakov Avinu was, was already an incredible tzaddik. This is Yaakov Avinu. And yet, Malachim say, you're not everything you could be. You have so much, you have potentially so even so much more than you already are. They said, that's Yaakov. They come down and say, that's Yaakov? One second. We think we've seen him upstairs, but it was different. They go back up to Shamayim, so to speak, and they check what the ideal Yaakov can be. Yaakov was his potential fully actualized, 100% of what he could accomplish. They come back then and say, you're not everything you can be. And Malachim are ready to do him in. Malachim are ready to do him in. And v'hinei Hashem nitzav, the Rebbe Hashem protects him and says, excuse me, that's not the way it works. There's a midas hadin, there's also a midas harachim. We have the expectations of Yaakov Avinu. There certainly are expectations of Yaakov Avinu. At the same time, Kadosh Baruch Hu injected a lot of midas harachamim into the creation of the world, as Chazal, Rashi quotes, Parshas Bereishis, which means that Kadosh Baruch Hu built into the world that he gives people slack. So Yaakov has not yet fulfilled his entire potential. Yaakov may never fulfill his entire potential, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward him for the potential he does realize. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expect more. Lo alecha malacha ligmar v'yata rasha libatel himena. That if there's more to do, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expect Yaakov going forward to continue to push forward, And at the same time, he's going to extend the midas harachamim, and he's not going to allow Yaakov to destroy just because he has not yet done everything he could have done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us accountable for what we've done wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards us for what we've done right. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us more and more and more opportunities to fix and to be misaken and to move forward and to continue to realize even more potential than we already have. Achen yesh Hashem v'makam azev, anochi lo yadati. Yaakov didn't even realize, according to this Ramaz, my face is on Kisei HaKavod. Wow! I didn't even realize that I could be mamish. There's so much more that I could be. That's incredibly exciting. It's daunting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a lot of me. And it's incredibly energizing. Wow, okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mirtzam gives me many years and decades of good health in this world because he wants me to accomplish a lot. And Baruch Hashem, in Mirtz Hashem, we're all at the beginning, just the beginning of the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And we've already accomplished what we've accomplished. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to look up. V'anochi lo yadati. We don't even realize what it is that we're capable of, and we should, in a healthy, balanced way, take pride in what we've done so far and expect of ourselves that there's so much more that we could use our potential for. In a healthy, balanced, gradual way to continue to grow and to grow and to grow. That's perhaps one of the practical lessons that emerges from this very, very, very vivid opening of Parshas Vayetzeh.